Did you ever have a question pop into your head that never got an answer? Did you want to learn more about something trivial but never got around to it? Well, I have. A lot. During the past few months, I wrote down these questions, no matter how odd or seemingly unanswerable they may be. I saved them so I could take one day each week for the entire year of 2016 to finally get some answers. So here we go with an attempt to learn something new in this episode of I Have Questions. Welcome to I Have Questions. I am Matt, and this is episode 50 for Friday, December 9th, 2016. And the question for this episode is, was Betamax better than VHS? This question is inspired mostly by it being Christmas time. One of the big family gifts that, I guess the family got back when I was a child was the family VCR. Now, first things first, if for some reason you don't remember what a VCR is, imagine a DVR, but instead of picking what you wanted to watch from a screen, you'd have to load in a tape cassette into a device to watch it. Now, to record something, you didn't have the show title pop up on the screen. You actually had to program in the date, time, and channel of the airing and hope that your clock setting was correct in order to tape what you wanted. Now, with that out of the way, back to my story. My parents aren't what you would call early adopters. So when it came to technology, by the time they bought the family VCR, the format war had pretty much, if not entirely, ended. VHS was the winner. So now to answer this episode's question outright, the general answer is yes, Betamax was better than VHS. But there is a huge caveat to that. More accurately, the answer is yes in some areas, but not to the degree that the general consumer pool would have cared about. This is probably going to take some explaining. Betamax is the videotape format created by Sony. It was introduced to both the US and Japanese markets in 1975. In 1976, JVC introduced a second format to the Japanese home video market, VHS. In early 1977, JVC brought the VHS format to the US market next. This was the start of the format wars. Now, I'm going to explain here why my answer to the question, was Betamax better than VHS, is yes. And I'll admit, it gets technical and geeky, but bear with me just a minute here and we'll get back to a more sensible discussion. Betamax had, initially, a superior picture quality. It displayed 250 lines of resolution as opposed to the 240 lines VHS displayed. It also had less luma/chroma crosstalk than VHS. Now, this is the one thing that all Betamax diehard adopters talked about in the format wars in their argument, and 9 out of 10 of them had no idea what this meant. Here's what that is. Crosstalk is when one channel interferes and creates an undesirable effect on another. Home video recorders had this problem with luma and chroma channels. You've seen it, but you likely didn't know this is what you were looking at. It was most evident on display menus. If you had a display menu on your screen from your VCR that was a solid blue background with white text, but it looked like there was a hint of black text or something a little darker to the side of each letter, that's an extreme example of luma/chroma crosstalk. There was a mechanical advantage to Betamax as well. It didn't disengage a tape when it fast-forward or rewound. Remember when you'd fast-forward a VHS tape through a commercial and when you let go of the button, nothing would happen on the screen for a couple seconds, but you heard a ton of noise from inside the VCR? That was a VHS machine disengaging and re-engaging the playhead with the tape. Betamax didn't do that. When you let go of the button, the tape kept playing right at that point. Betamax also had a longer shelf life. So much, in fact, that up until recent years, and I do mean within the past 5 years, many small broadcast stations still use Betamax tapes to archive productions. I'm willing to bet that some still do today, in fact, but most of the archiving in that industry has gone digital. Now, those are the advantages, but it did have some disadvantages in this format war. First, since Betamax wasn't being widely supported by manufacturers, the prices of Betamax video recorders remained pretty high throughout its entire run. And then there was this one huge disadvantage. Betamax tapes, in their original release and format, could only record 1 hour, max. In terms of cost, this was a major obstacle compared to the 2 hour recording length of a standard VHS tape. So right off the bat, Betamax is in a losing situation. Manufacturers aren't investing in the production of Betamax home video recorders, making that initial price tag before any other cost, blank tapes, commercial movies, or rentals, already high. Now, throw in the fact that at the time of the initial offerings of both formats, a single Betamax cassette and a single VHS cassette were both the same price, but the Betamax can only record for half as long. If you wanted to record a movie or even more than a one-hour show in one night, you'd have to double your cost in cassettes. So while Betamax is technically better, is it twice the cost better? For the average consumer with a already not great TV, those extra 10 lines of resolution and that smaller amount of Luma/Chroma crosstalk didn't even come into play in the first place. It was all about cost and convenience. And with the higher price tag for the base machine and the inconvenient one-hour recording length, Betamax lost on both fronts. As far as the mechanical advantage of Betamax having the instant play return from fast-forwarding and rewinding, well, that was hardly a benefit worth paying twice as much for to consumers. And it wasn't really long until VHS manufacturers figured out how to accomplish this as well anyway. Betamax eventually did match the 2-hour recording length per cassette with the release of Beta 2, but at a cost of one of its advantages. This new record and play speed reduced the resolution from 250 lines to 240, now the same as the already widely adopted VHS format. To counteract Betamax's attempt for matching VHS and recording length, VHS released VHS HQ, a high-quality resolution that provided 250 lines of resolution with no loss of recording time. Betamax gave one last-ditch effort to top everything in 1985 when it released Super Beta, or in some markets called High Band Beta. This new and improved format offered 2 hours of recording length and 290 lines of resolution. But by this release, it was too late. Betamax shares in the US and Europe had already dropped below 10%. As an interesting side note, the PAL or PAL format used in most of Europe didn't seem to cause as many of these issues as the North American NSTC format. For the most part, with of course minor specific instances, Betamax and VHS were pretty much the same on the PAL system. But having this product introduced to Europe after VHS already had a foothold in Japan and the United States, VHS went out in the Europe market as well, mostly by default. But of course, none of this really matters anymore. After the digital video recorder, or more commonly known as the DVR, hit the market in 1999, the recording format was adopted faster than the cassette tape video recording format ever could. And further still, with more on-demand streaming options, recording will become unnecessary sooner than later anyway. But to this day, you can still find people willing to argue that Betamax is better than VHS. And when you do find someone to argue that, have them explain what the Luma/Chroma crossover is. Well, that'll do it for this episode. That was a little bit tech geeky, I will admit, but I had fun researching it and putting this together, so I hope you had at least a little bit of fun listening to it. For all of the past episodes of I Have Questions, visit neozaz.com, and that will be the home of future episodes of Well, of which there are only three. That's it. Three to go, and then that will do it for I Have Questions. We have our social media pages for NeoZazz. We are NeoZazz Podcast on Facebook, at NeoZazz on Twitter, and NeoZazz on Instagram. That is it for this episode. I want to thank you, of course, for listening. I'll be back next week with a new episode and a new question to answer. So until then, I will say one more time, thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. I Have Questions as part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit our website at neozazz.com. I Have Questions and all the podcast series from NeoZazz are funded by the generosity of our fantastic Patreon supporters. To learn how you can help support all the work we do at NeoZazz and access exclusive supporter content, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/neozazz. For all the latest from I Have Questions and NeoZazz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/neozazzpodcast or our Twitter account at NeoZazz. Thanks for listening.